All right, John and I are back recording together. It's great that I don't have to be by myself, and we have a lot to talk about today. First thing I'd like to kick off the episode talking about is Air France. Air France has announced that they will be launching service to Phoenix Sky Harbor. The aircraft will, I mean, the airline will be operating this service 3 times a week. It will be nonstop. And for the first time, Phoenix Sky Harbor, Phoenix Sky Harbor will be getting nonstop flights from Paris that will start on May 23rd. So they will be using the 787-9 and the aircraft has an offering of 279 seats in a three-class configuration, 30 business class seats, 201 in premium economy, and 228 in economy class. Flights will leave Paris at 10:10 and arrive at Phoenix at 12:10. The return flight will depart Phoenix at 14:10 and arrive at in Paris the next day at 9:15. So that is really exciting. And there's a lot of stuff that will be happening in May, as well as Lufthansa starting its inaugural service from Munich to Seattle. So we're definitely looking forward to that. And I don't know what you thought, John, when you heard this news. What did you think? Were you surprised?
I really wasn't surprised because they had talked about it before the pandemic hit, launching that flight. So I'm guessing that it was just a matter of when they were going to do it and not if they were going to do it.
Right.
So it's been in the works for some time, and then the pandemic hit, which just set it back. I think if the
Right.
pandemic hadn't hit, we would have seen it a lot sooner.
Right. And Phoenix is an underserved airport as far, is an underserved airport as far as international routes go. They hardly get anything. They do get Condor. They'll be getting Air France. They get British Airways, and they get another flight from London with American 777. So there's not much going for them as far as international service. But something that, I saw in John, he texted me earlier this morning. There was a United Airlines Airbus A321neo that had returned to Chicago amid engine failure, and the plane had only been in service for 2 weeks. The aircraft has Pratt & Whitney 1133G engines, and one was shut down, and the plane landed safely back in Chicago. The aircraft is registered November 14503. Now, John, this aircraft, like I said, it's only been flying for 2 weeks, and for something like this to happen, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I would say, engine failure on an aircraft that's only been flying for 2 weeks is, something that needs to be taken a look at.
Yeah, and it seems like there's been a lot of aircraft incidents lately. I know some incidents have been weather related, like that Embraer E-145 that slid off the runway with that was flying an American Airlines Eagle flight. Ethiopian ATR flying off the runway. There's been a lot of stuff happening. It's like, the end of 2023 has just not been the year, for and especially the start of January 2024 here. This hasn't been the time and year for, aircraft. I don't know. There's something going on here.
Yeah, I would say so. You got to start off with the Japan Airlines flight in Tokyo that crashed, and then the American Eagle that slid off the runway, which was weather related, then KLM that slid off the runway, which was weather related.
And then Alaska with the floor, the plug door popping
Right.
out.
The Alaska with the plug door. There was an incident to I think it happened yesterday where they pushed a KLM 777 and it left the pavement and got stuck in the mud. Nothing real big about that one, but, you know, they had to tow it out. It was, I guess the push crew had pushed it too far and it went off the pavement into some grassy area and got stuck.
Yeah. And we have the 777 that the wing tip collided with Delta Boeing 717. Real quick, this aircraft was operated its debut or inaugural service on January 10th, 2023, the day prior to the engine shutdown. The A321neo operated a single round trip between Chicago and Phoenix with a day utilization of just over 6 hours. So they're definitely going to be looking into that. And Alaska Airlines has they re-entered the MAX 9 into service. So, and United is going to be following Alaska doing that tomorrow. So definitely a lot of stuff. It's definitely, I don't think we're done hearing stuff about the MAX. It seems like when something clears up, something else comes up and just, you know, creates chaos, not only for the airlines, but for passengers who are needing to get to their destinations, and airlines are scrambling to find a replacement for that flight. And it's just, you know, it's creating a lot of chaos. So
got to look at it too. Also, we're not done hearing about the MAX. Southwest has come out and said that they don't expect to be flying it this year, even though they had expected to be flying it by within quarter number two. But with the plug door incident, they have come out and said that they don't expect to be flying the MAX 7 at all this year. And then you got to take a look at Scott Kirby, the CEO of United Airlines, deciding if he even wants to go ahead with the order for the MAX 10, which United does have, I think, approximately maybe 100 planes on order with the MAX 10. And he is looking at other options right now. He said that he came out in an interview and said that he needs to see a lot more out of Boeing before he has full trust in them again. So Boeing has lost trust in two of its major customers, that being Alaska and United.
Right. And I want to clarify to our listeners, when you said about Southwest, about the MAX, you were talking about the MAX 7. They're flying the MAX 8. And so far, the MAX 8 has not been affected by the MAX 9. So Iceland Air is going to be leasing two more Airbus A321LRs as its fleet modernization continues. And definitely looking forward to see them implement the Airbus narrow bodies into their fleet. The A321 is a good comparison to the 757. And I think right now, even though it's not a Boeing aircraft, I think the A321XLR would be a great replacement for the 757. Tell me I'm wrong. But I just, you know, I think that would be a good replacement for the aircraft type, as the 757 is aging and no longer in production. So what do you think? Do you think the A321XLR and A321neo are good 757 replacements?
I do. I think they're a great replacement. The A321XLR has the capable of long range flights. The A321neo also can fly a great distance. I think in my mind that they're a great replacement for the 757.
Right. Now, I don't think it's a good replacement for the 300, seeing as the 300 is quite a bit longer. So, as you guys know, I collect diecast models, and the 757-300 is quite a bit longer than this A321neo. I have two model A321neos, so I feel like the A321neo and the XLR are good replacements for the 200. And let's talk about Air Japan, who said that they are going to be launching Boeing 787-8 service from Tokyo Narita to Singapore. The new route will begin on in April of this year, 2024, and on Friday, April 26th, which was yesterday, that is when they announced that they will be starting the service. So it'll be happening Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it will return on the same day. So definitely excited to see new airline launch-ups, you know, starting new routes and expanding their horizon. Definitely exciting.
Yes, and let's look at a couple other things that are happening. As of the 24th of January, Japan Airlines has launched service between Haneda and JFK, which they've already flown that route for many years. They have replaced the aircraft. Now they are using their new A350-1000 on that route instead of the 777-300ER.
Right.
Also, American has been granted by the DOT to start a new flight between Haneda and JFK. This will be a new flight, a new route for American. And also, Air India has put their first A350 into service on domestic routes before they start the long-haul routes. They'll fly this on domestic routes to get flight crews used to the plane, since it's a new plane to the fleet of Air India. They've never flown the A350. And some fun facts about Air India is they will be the first Indian carrier to fly an A350 and the only one. So.
Right. And we could be seeing Air India in the not too distant future flying to Seattle. And I'm trying to find a specific article. There was some big news also coming from American, and I just want to make sure I get it right before I share it. Never mind, that was a different airport. It was like John just covered, it was New York, but I'm pretty sure they're looking at trying to get Fort Worth to Haneda. I thought that I saw that was granted, but I don't see that right now. So they must have been talking about JFK. But there's a lot of great news coming out recently. Airlines are rebounding since the pandemic, and hopefully nothing like the pandemic happens again. That way we can continue to see the growth of routes and airlines. And Emirates will be increasing its Boeing 777 flights to Rio de Janeiro and Buenos Aires. The airline is going to be expanding its connection to the country. And that's always exciting to see. They get quite a few flights down there. Well, that's some good news. And, I'm just trying to find some more stuff that I can share with you guys. LATAM will be expanding its A321 route from Lima to Aruba. And it's great to see all this kind of stuff happening. Denver will be receiving new international service as Viva Aerobus launches flights, and this will operate twice weekly And it will be starting. Let's see here. I'm not seeing when it's going to start. But it's going to start this year, so that's exciting to see. We'd love to see them up in Seattle. But, you know, they can only go where they, I don't even know what I'm saying. But, yeah, it's great news. Let's talk about JetBlue, as they could terminate its deal to buy Spirit instead of Appian ban. And the acquisition bid could be terminated by as early as Sunday. And we'll keep you updated on what comes about. Definitely, I really didn't see JetBlue and the Spirit merger going through myself. I just felt like they were just trying to take away from Frontier. Who knows? Maybe we could see Frontier and Spirit trying to merge again. I feel like they would be a good airline to come together. Whereas, you know, JetBlue is on the East Coast and Spirit is more towards the West Coast. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated on that. John, is there anything important you want to cover?
Yeah, you know, with that merger that JetBlue might terminate, Spirit is, you know, been losing a lot of money since the pandemic hit. The last profit that they have made was prior to the pandemic, even though air travel has come back, Spirit has not been able to turn a profit. They've been losing volume of money I heard them lose was over $1 billion. So, you know, there's a chance we might not see Spirit around. So I kind of think in even though we, you know, maybe some people didn't want to see that merger go along, Spirit kind of needed it to happen, because right now they're just not making any type of money. So that'll be right. Something to keep an eye out. We could see Spirit not be around much longer.
Yeah, and this can lead us to questioning if the Alaska and Hawaiian merger. Well, it's a merger. I guess not exactly. They're buying the airline. I feel like a merger is when the airlines combine and you create one airline. I there's some questions about that. I would love to see it go through, but you know, seeing this, you know, Spirit and JetBlue not going through, I don't know. There have been a lot of stories through the past few months, you know, of crazy people on planes. An Aeromexico passenger was arrested after opening aircraft door and walking on weed in Mexico City. This happened a few years back with Alaska Airlines. It was in Las Vegas, I believe. And a passenger opened the exit door and was walking out on the weed. And this is what basically the same incident, just in a different place. Incident occurred on a flight bound for Guatemala on Thursday. Man at Mexico City International Airport was arrested after he opened the emergency exit and walked out onto the aircraft while waiting at the gate. Now, what gets into you other than I'm sure he had some, you know, he was on something. He was, nobody in their right minds would just walk out on the wing of an aircraft. Like, John, is that something you would think of when you see an emergency exit? Would you just walk out on the door? I mean, walk out on the wing?
No.
Yeah. It's just crazy the things that people can do. This, you know, makes you question the sanity, you know, of people and the person sitting next to you on the aircraft. But, so I don't know if I covered it, but Airbus's Beluga has been granted the approval to be able to fly to the U.S., so definitely be looking forward to that. And I don't really have much more to cover in this episode. We want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen. And you'll follow us on Instagram, leave us a message at taking_flight_podcast. And we want to thank you so much for listening. And until next time, fly safe. Welcome to episode 131. John and I have a lot to talk about. And without any further ado, let's get on with the episode.